There's a directness of in the Northeast. Ajahn Chah was extraordinarily direct, and there's an earthiness in that culture that is Ajahn Chah embodied very much, and his ways of communicating sometimes was just, you know, just very direct and short. Because that was how they, or this wonderful array of grunts and this sort of these wonderful grunts that had all had meaning somehow. And that was really great. And it's just cutting through the, particularly for us as Westerners, because we get so verbal, and for that kind of directness was very wonderful, and the ability to speak to the human condition and not cover things over and with the setting that he was in, he was really able to just sort of didn't have to dance around the difficulties of life, and imagine. And people could hear it, and he would be very direct. I remember one occasion where Ajahn Chah was sitting receiving visitors, and this layperson came and was a layman, and he was obviously distraught, crying. And he'd been to the monastery before. Ajahn Chah knew him, and Ajahn Chah sort of saw him, what his state, and said, okay, calm down, you know, what's the problem? And he sort of, oh, I can't really talk, it's just really a big problem, and I can't really, he said, okay, just settle down. Yeah. And he starts to talk, oh, it's just too big a problem, he starts crying again. Finally, sort of gets himself calmed down, and I just said, okay, you know, what is it? He said, my wife has died. Ajahn Chah, I thought you said that was a big problem. That's a little problem. Everybody dies. I thought you came to monasteries. Haven't you ever heard this before? Birth and death are very ordinary. It was just, he didn't buy into the emotion, the grief, the proliferation, the feelings. He really went, you know, what's the problem here? And that kind of directness is, it could be quite shocking, and I'm sure he was shocked. But it was a whole other way of holding it, a whole other way of stepping out of how we create our problems and make them and you say continue to feed them.